Thank you, Craig. Well, the city of Dallas is getting sued by strip club owners. This is because, you know, the city of Dallas just approved this bill, or what do you call it?
Law, ordinance,
municipality, bond.
No.
That they have to close between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. And that's when strip clubs say they need to be wide open for business.
Well, I told you guys before, when we drive in 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, there's that one that's packed at 5 o'clock. Packed.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
What is that person's life like?
I want to go and look at...
Like Gordo in the early days of the ticket.
The girl meet.
Stay up all night.
It's a go home, sleep from 8 until 5?
Yeah,
get up,
back at it.
Eat something, go out that night, end up at the strip club again at 3 a.m.? What a life.
Nothing wrong with that. Is there?
I don't know.
Y'all judging? Y'all are being awfully judgy.
Yeah, I guess I'm judging.
Well, the reason they came up with this, though, the police found that they have a lot of problems about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning or 3 or 4 in the morning.
Imagine that.
Yeah. That maybe we cut the party off around 2 and solve a lot of problems. Tell everyone
I heard that's
get their
fake
ass
news.
Home.
I heard that's fake news. So
okay, well, I guess
I've
that's
come up with an effective defeat.
I guess that's
there.
One way to defeat trying to solve a problem. Just say it's fake.
Yep. That's where we are now. That's what's great about this world. Everyone's empowered to just declare fakedom. So they're arguing that these rules really target sex-based businesses open late at night, and that infringes upon their constitutionally protected freedom of expression.
Yeah, our founding fathers loved
strip
going
clubs.
To the T-bars till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez, man.
What?
I bet they did, George.
Think they had those in 1776?
They had brothels or something like that.
What were the breast establishments like in 1776?
Terrible.
As...
What music did they play? They have like an orchestra that was off stage.
18th century women are out there dancing around to somebody playing Pour Some Sugar on Me on an accordion.
No one knew how to play it back then. John Adams figured it out.
Most of Dallas's 18 topless or fully nude strip clubs with active licenses close sometime after 2 a.m.
We only have 18?
Mm-hmm.
God, I would have guessed we had 100.
And then there are 9 other sexually oriented businesses that are like adult novelty stores and theaters and bookstores. I like it that they're called bookstores. That kind of makes it sound high-minded.
Bet there's some cowboys ticked off about this.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Dallas Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Do NFL players still like the strip clubs? Why are you responding so mockingly to me? I don't know.
Yes.
It seems like a mid-90s thing to me.
I bet it's not as popular as it used to be now that everybody's got
maybe not
a phone where they can video some popular NFL player getting a lap dance. That player doesn't want that out there.
No. That's why they go to the VIP section and get that bottle service.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sounds like you know something about that.
Well, I'm a baller. I know how it goes.
I haven't been to a strip club in forever.
Wow, it's been a long time for me, too.
I need to...
Since I went with you guys and we watched a fight, that's the last time I went.
I need to get back there.
Let's have one of tickets die.
Let's pour some sugar on the 1776 orchestra. All right. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
The town crier works at night.
Please welcome Mildred to the main stage.
She's up there removing one of her 200 layers of clothing.
Yeah, it takes a while.
She will be fully nude in 3 hours.
gosh, but when she jumps up on the pole and does the V leg, she get a shot of that mammoth between her legs. Ugh. What?
We were having fun, then you had to do that.
Looks like she got a sheepdog down there.
Bingo.
Man, you're just calling out obvious bingo.
Okay.
That's amazing, Chair, what you just did there. That was...
He just wrote it and commissioned it and had someone record it for him yeah. in that amount of time. It is amazing.
I knew it had to be out there on YouTube somewhere.
Sure enough, it was. That sounds pretty awesome.
It's the Vitamin String Quartet.
Vitamin String Quartet.
Maybe Vitamin, since they're British.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Indeed. Anonymous P1 wanted to comment about, Giorgio, you said that when you drive into work, mm-hmm. oftentimes you always pass a strip club. You say you mm-hmm. always go out of your way to pass a strip club
right.
on your way into work.
I'm only there for like 30 minutes and I come on in.
And then, you know, just to kind of gather your thoughts.
See what's up.
And everything. Yeah. And you say that it's always crowded out front.
Packed.
That time in the morning.
Doesn't matter if it's Monday morning, Wednesday morning, it's happening. It's going down.
Well, P1 Anonymous says, good morning, musers. I used to be a freight broker for a transport company. Oh, my God.
That's
that almost puts me under the sedation to get my teeth cleaned. For some reason, the office broker lifestyle was very fast and full throttle. We would frequent strip clubs until about 4 in the morning and then be back at work in our cubicles in a few hours.
Damn.
Cocaine is the way these people do it, although the occasional meth would help too. There's a reason I moved out to Lubbock to get my life together. Much love, P1 from Lubbock.
So what does it sound like after they
stop trying
rip a line of cocaine
no,
and go into
you're trying
the
to get me to do a one-man play.
We all like that play.
Yeah, you've never done the play. You should do the play.
I don't know
I do
how
the
it
play
goes.
All the
I don't
time.
Know the lines. I don't know how to do it.
It's like
all right,
a Dolphins
Jer.
Assistant.
All right, Jer, play the guy at the party who does the line of cocaine who's talking nonsense that people have to put up with.
Yeah, I was still looking for it.
No. Okay.
Stand by.
All right.
I thought we'd just get a live one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Moran brings you Cocaine Playlet.
Oh, God. What we got to do is we got to get all these boats and we got to fit them with lasers. And what we're going to do is we got to get them on every lake. We'll have them on every lake. It'll be like 10,000 of them on each lake. And, oh, gosh. And we'll have these dogs. We'll put the dogs on there. And what we'll do is the dogs shoot the lasers.
There it is. There's the play. And there, for some reason, is 18th century stripper music. Pour some sugar on me. And finally, oh, the future of love. Why are you laughing?
I still can't get over 1776 strip club.
There's no way those are sexy. Right? Like, if we went into the 1776 strip club and looked at the women, would it get us going?
No way.
Let's say they're the hottest women of 1777,
maybe
76 America.
I mean, they had hot women back then, but my guess is they were few and far between.
And they're wearing all those layers all the time, and they're peeling those off like an onion. And then, you know, when you start hitting, you know, the inner half of the layers, that mule smell starts.
I would just go for the buffet and the music.
1776 strip club buffet was not good food.
No. Just a bunch of turkey legs.
Yeah.
Turkey
yeah.
legs and
mead.
Flies mead. Buzzing all around.
Gruel.
What kind of gruel?
I don't know.
Listen to this version of the song. Hiking that petticoat back up.
Wow, look at that bustle.
Oh, man.
Pour some sugar on me. All right. Future of love. Headline. Teenagers will lose virginity to sex robots within the next 10 years.
I believe it.
Don't you sigh. This is progress, George. The emeritus professor of robotics at Sheffield University. He is high. I think he is
yes,
high.
Yes, he is.
That's a funny phrase.
What?
Whatever that was, the emeritus professor of robotics. Sorry.
Listen.
At what university? Let's see if you were listening.
McNeese State.
No. They've not heard of robotics at McNeese State.
I mean, heard of them.
God, he is...
What is going on with
I'm fine.
You?
I'm fine.
You are not.
I am too.
Cat's going to come in here and confiscate your mug. Find out what's in that thing.
Fine. I'm not drinking.
This is at Sheffield University, sir.
Okay. What conference are they in?
I don't know. It's over there.
Sunbelt.
The professor... Yeah, they got invited to the Sunbelt. The professor, Noel Sharkey, he says that teens will turn to cyborgs to lose their vergine.
I probably would have as a teen.
What?
Turned to a cyborg to lose my vergine.
All right, that is it. Because this show,
it. Let's shut it down.
This show has become too stupid.
Let's but think about it. Teens are so full of angst and stress, thinking about should I ask this girl out? It's going to be embarrassing. If you had a cyborg where you didn't have to worry about any of that,
hey, you just go and hold a gun to its head and do what you have to do.
You don't even need to do that. The cyborg is going to do what you program it to do. You don't have to influence it with a gun. God.
Sounds dangerous.
Okay. I'm sorry, P1s, for the segment. This has been the worst segment we've ever done.
Or the best.
And we're going to make it up to you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll reboot and tomorrow's show will be good.
And kids, don't try to hump a robot. Oh.
Listen to
Take
him.
That piece of advice with you.
Dude, you are blasted. Do you have someone to drive you home?
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
Okay.
All right, that's the corner, robot. 9:33 on the ticket.
Your sex robot?
My sex robot's going to drive you home.
As you're in the passenger seat, leaning over into its lap. Bobbing.
Hey.
Whoa.
Why is he servicing the robot? It should be the other way around. He's misread the instructions.
He doesn't understand how they work.
He had the instruction manual upside down.
Yeah, upside down.
What? Robot?